الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يستفتونك قل الله يفتيكم في الكلالة إن امرؤ هلك ليس له ولد وله أخت فلها نصف ما ترك وهو يرثها إن لم يكن لها ولد فإن كانت اثنتين فلهما الثلثان مما ترك وإن كانوا إخوة رجالا ونساء فللذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين يبين الله لكم أن تضلوا والله بكل شيء عليم. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, we are now completing Surah An-Nisa. At the beginning of the Surah, we spoke about حقوق of nikah, marriage, rights of marriage. We then spoke about the rights of inheritance, mirath. Then we spoke about certain masail related to mal, mirath, etc. And then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the different adyan, religions. And now since we've started the surah discussing masail related to mirath, etc., Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now completing the surah upon that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yastaftunak, that they come to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeking a verdict for everything. But in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِي الْكَلَالَةِ. This one specific mas'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you the fatwa. Allah is going to give you the wording regarding that. And what is that special case? This is a case of where a person passes away and he leaves behind no descendants, no ascendants. So his father has passed on and his children also are not there. In other words, he has his brothers and sisters or his siblings. They are present. So what is the case here with regards to the wealth or the mirath of such a person? How is it distributed? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, with regards to this matter, Allah will give you the fatwa. Allah will advise you as to how his inheritance now will be distributed. So Allah says, إِنِ امْرُؤٌ هَلَكَ لَيْسَ لَهُ وَلَدٌ وَلَهُ أُخْتٌ فَلَهَا نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ. If a person passes away and he has no children, and if you look at this word, walad, linguistically speaking, this word walad, it could refer to a father and a son, because walad refers to man walada, and it can also refer to man wulida. Man walada refers to his father, the person who has got a child, and man wulida refers to the maulud, the child who was born. So laysa lahu walad means he doesn't have descendants, nor does he have ascendants. Walahu ukhtun, so who's remaining? Rather, he has a sister. And some say this ayat was revealed regarding Jabir radiallahu anhu. He was very sick and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how will my inheritance be distributed, etc., because he had 9 sisters. Jabir radiallahu anhu had 9 sisters. So then this verse was revealed. So this person now, he passes away, he doesn't have any descendants, no ascendants. He has a sister. What will she inherit? فَلَهَا نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكْ. She will inherit half of his estate. وَهُوَ يَرِثُهَا إِلَّمْ يَكُلْ لَهَا وَلَدْ. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if she passed on, then he will inherit, if she doesn't have any descendants, nor any ascendants. Then Allah says, فَإِنْ كَانَ تَثْنَتَيْنِ. Supposedly he has 2 sisters, فَلَهُمَ ثُلُثَانِ مِمَّا تَرَكْ. Then they will get 2/3 of the inheritance. And if there's more, وَإِنْ كَانُوا إِخْوَةَ الرِّجَالًا وَنِسَاءً فَلِذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. Supposedly he has brothers. So say if you have brothers and sisters, then remember, the share is always like this, that the brother will get, the male will get double the share of a female. يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَظِلُّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to you these matters, lest that you stray from the right path, from sirat mustaqim in these masail. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And Allah is well aware of everything. We have just completed Surah An-Nisa. Inshallah, we'll begin with Surah Al-Ma'idah tomorrow.